Well, Blackpool and places when we grew up, there was everybody in the house spoke about bowl playing. Everybody, since we were a tiny child, and we started going off to school, we heard about Timmy Delaney. We heard about Timmy Delaney even before we heard about Christy Ring. Timmy Delaney and Jack Shea.
Yeah.
And to us, these were our sporting idols. And as a result, even from 6 years of age onwards, you had a little 16-ounce bowl, and we'd heat the bowls in the fire, especially during the winter time. We'd heat the bowls in the fire, we'd take them out the following morning.
Heated them? What was the purpose of that?
So that the bowl wouldn't be freezing cold the following morning. Nice and comfortable going to school.
Would it keep its heat like?
We'd throw it into the bucket of water and we'd take it out then to retain its heat.
That's great.
Being solid iron, you see, so to retain its heat all the way. So we'd always end up heading off into school in rubber boots. And I suppose nobody ever realised and knew the real truth of why we were wearing the rubber boots. But the reason why we were wearing the rubber boots is when you're throwing the bowl, if we went into the water on the side of the road, and there was often a channel of water running down the side of Holly Hill, or into the high grass, you found it a lot easier to find them in your rubber boots, rather than if you would with your rubber dollies, as we used to call them then. You see? So we always had the rubber boots. But we bowl played up and down that road, morning, noon and night, 7 days of the week.